Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield now. And Warwick, today's March the 19th. I think we should rename it Comeback, Bring Back Shane Day in Australian sport. What do you think?
I think that's fair enough, Fran. Look, Shane Watson could go all the way from the naughty corner to class captain for the fourth cricket test in New Delhi. And Shane Flanagan, now he could be back as coaches of Cronulla Sutherland sometime today. We'll go to the cricket first. And that other Shane, SK Warner, I don't think even he could have written this script. Shane Watson, suspended from the third test, which Australia lost overnight, could return as captain because Michael Clarke is in doubt for the fourth test because of his ongoing back problems. And of course, while Watson was out, he didn't just miss the test for not doing his, in inverted commas, his homework. He had his commitment as a team player questioned by Cricket Australia's high performance manager, Pat Howard. Now, yesterday before he set off for New Delhi, there was a carefully orchestrated media conference. The heavies from Cricket Australia's off-field spinning department, insert joke here about them being needed in India too, presented all as sweetness and light between Watson, Clark and coach Mickey Arthur, just in case Watson does end up as captain for the fourth test in New Delhi. It's a really strange thing. Now, for the record, Australia lost the third test by 6 wickets, and India now has regained the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Fran.
And the other Shane, how are the Sharks going?
Well, the Sharks lost last night to South Sydney. It was an ordinary game of rugby league. No side seemed to be able to count past five. They just kept dropping the ball before they ever got to the sixth tackle. But there were mixed messages coming out of the afterwards or over the last 24 or so hours. Now, Dave Smith, the head of the Australian Rugby League Commission, he's apparently drawn up a bunch of contingency plans that even include a team defaulting ahead of this year's grand final. So one team would be just awarded the grand final without having to turn up because the other side might have had so many players found guilty of breaches of the various drug codes. But to say there was a mixed message, he then went around the Cronulla change rooms last night after that loss to South Sydney, shaking the players' hands and telling them how proud he was of them. So, you know, one way or the other, he's setting himself up for a fall here. But it must be said, Dave Smith did meet with ASADA last week, the anti-doping authority, and he said it was a long meeting and he feels he's getting a better feel for exactly what's going on. And some of us might say, would you like to share it with us? Because we're no clearer here on the outside, Fran.
It's a story that keeps on keep giving, isn't it? All right. Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you more at 7:30.